Hi, it's me again, Elvira Pollard, the mother of Gustavus Rugley. I was disturbed by what I seen this week on the TV, the police chase. If it wasn't for that camera, gee. First they said it was 80 shots, then it retracted. It was 120 shots. Then, oh, he doesn't have a weapon. But did you guys see the way they shot him? Did anybody see that? My son was shot from the front to the back, back, front, right, left, right. He didn't have a chance to get out of his truck just as that guy did. That was just murder in the worst way. I mean, when you don't get out of a truck, your hands are in a surrender position. That's where me and Merlin Boyd come in hand. Our son's witnesses stated that their hands were up. Surrender position. I don't know what other position you can get. I have bullet wounds under the arms. I do. His arms have bullet wounds under the arms. There's bullet wounds. You can't get them laying down or doing something but none other than this. Who took his life? Who was the judge, jury, and executioner that day? Our greatest San Francisco police, our finest. I can't say that I judge all police, but I'm very judgmental to some after this day when I've seen the biggest commanders out there high-fiving, slapping five. They had killed a thug who did the investigation. How was Kamala Harris' office entwined? Because they went and got the warrant. Who did the investigation? That's all I'm saying. Now that Kamala won't give them the okay to kill somebody, they're going through to get these million-dollar warrants, and they're killing these men. Let a million-dollar warrant be on someone's head, he's dead at the end of the day, especially if he gets in a car and there's a car chase. That's not fair. My son gave up at the end of the chase. I couldn't take it. It was his birthday not too long ago. That's not fair. I had a child that should be here. As I said again, there were judge, jury, and executioner. I hope you guys stop this. And one more thing, 8.11 should have never been changed. I brought that up for a reason. When I got the autopsy said there was none of what they said in the newspaper, but you guys changed it. Once I got the autopsy, it did state that. My son didn't shoot. Who did the shooting? Our finest. I trust some of them. I can't say I trust all of them because I'm not judgmental like they are. Some police officers are corrupt. I'm not going to say they all are. Some of us are corrupt and some of us are not. But that's just people. We deal with people every day, so quit being scared. If this is not the job for you, go sit down and do a desk job. Quit being a happy trigger cop out here on these streets, because one day all of this is going to come back to you. Thank you.